Well, we're doing another True Legends Conference in September, the 14th through the 16th, this coming September. The topic of this year's conference is transhumanism and the hybrid age. And we have a very exciting lineup of speakers for the conference. We have Steve Quayle, myself from Gen 6 Productions. We have Tom Horn and Sharon Gilbert. And then also yourself and Justin Fall will be joining us for a round table at the conference, which we'll talk about in a minute. We have participation from InfoWars. We have David Knight is one of our main speakers, one of our keynote speakers. And we also have Owen Schroyer from InfoWars who will be participating on the round table with us. We also have some very important people coming over from some very important speakers who will be addressing the audience, coming over from both the tech world and the world of ufology. Mm-hmm. We have Hugo de Garis, who's one of the leading minds, has been one of the leading minds in artificial intelligence, who's coming in from China to join us. And we have Richard Dolan.
Great.
Who's one of the foremost ufologists. And so what we've done here is we've created a strategic alliance. We've built a strategic alliance against the transhumanist agenda, which I think is fundamentally Luciferian, mm-hmm. Between Gen 6 Productions, Skywatch TV, and InfoWars. And it is unprecedented in the true sense of the word, in that there's never been a conference like this. And a lot of people make that claim, but I think we can legitimately make that claim,
yeah,
concerning the upcoming True Legends Conference in September. There has never been a conference like this. And so we have this strategic alliance, a unified front, if you will, against the transhumanist agenda with these three organizations, Gen 6 Productions, Skywatch TV, and InfoWars, as well as bringing in Hugo de Garis from the tech world, from the world of artificial intelligence, and Richard Dolan from the world of ufology. So we're mixing a lot of concepts together, addressing as our primary topic of conversation, of discussion, transhumanism and the hybrid age. But we're going to be also dipping into the topic of ufology as it relates to transhumanism. I certainly will be doing that because I'm going to be giving a presentation that comes right out of the new book I'm writing, Alien Armageddon.
Awesome.
And in fact, my presentation will probably be titled Alien Armageddon, although I'm not entirely sure yet. And there's some fascinating, fascinating correlations between ufology, the alien question, and transhumanism, and where this is all headed. And I had a discussion with Richard Dolan the other month at a UFO conference in Eureka Springs, concerning the crossover of transhumanism and ufology, and not many people are thinking in terms of this correlation between these two fields of research. And I think people ought to start thinking, ought to be aware that the alien question and the question of transhumanism and everything that transhumanism entails, the technologies, the emerging technologies, are about to cross paths in
Definitely.
Some very dynamic ways, some very important ways. And the implications cannot be overstated.
Yeah, I completely agree. You mentioned a roundtable, and of course, I know all about this, but for some reason, I haven't included my audience into it. Terrible host, but tell us about this roundtable discussion that we're going to be having.
I'm conducting a roundtable discussion, a roundtable discussion panel that will be revolving around the topic of emerging technologies and their ramifications on the next generation. Mm-hmm. I think you and I are at the very, I think maybe we can say we're at the very end of the millennial generation.
Yeah,
I believe, I don't know, I think it's if you're born from 1981, I think is where the cutoff point is, or 82, somewhere in there.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So I was born in 1983. So I'm a millennial.
Yep.
It's not something I say with any pride, believe me, but I am a millennial.
And yeah, I hear you.
And I don't know. And that would make you a millennial.
Yep. 84.
And certainly Justin's also millennial, right?
Yep.
So what we wanted to do was we wanted to create a discussion panel in which millennials, for lack of a better term, deal with the issue of transhumanism as it relates to their generation and, more importantly, to the generation that's coming.
Yeah.
Because it's going to impact everybody, but especially us and our children.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about transhumanism, we're not talking about some far off concept that at some point down the line, down the generational line, it's going to have an impact on human beings inhabiting the Earth. No, we're talking about major changes, significant alterations to human society that are going to transpire certainly and in our lifetime. And without question, in the lifetimes of our children. And so it's important that we begin to equip ourselves and our children with the information, with the knowledge to navigate the times that are coming. Because the implications are going to be salvific in nature of what is about to transpire on the Earth as it relates to transhumanism, as it relates to the emerging technologies. So, having said that, we have I think we have a fantastic panel arranged for this conference. Myself, Josh Peck, Justin Fall, Gon Shimura will be joining us, and Owen Schroyer.
Awesome.
I don't think I missed anyone, and we're trying to get Millie Weaver from InfoWars. I can't confirm Millie's participation yet, but I can confirm Owen Schroyer's participation. So
great.
It's going to be a very interesting discussion panel. Obviously, all of us have done work and on the question of transhumanism.
Yep.
And again, it's this strategic alliance between these organizations that's really exciting. And it's going to be a 2-hour-long discussion panel, so I'm going to give us ample time to kick around some ideas and some concepts. And I think people will really enjoy it, because what I want to do, what I'm attempting to do with the True Legends Conference, what Steve Quayle and I are attempting to do, is to broaden the audience and also to attract a younger audience. Not that we don't appreciate the older audience that is more likely to actually physically come to a conference, simply because of the fact that many of them are retired. They have the time.
Sure.
Whereas a lot of people who are still in the workforce, it's difficult for them to get away for a conference. But what we're really trying to do is attract a younger audience for the topic of transhumanism, because it is absolutely going to impact their lives at some point in time. So one of the main features here for this conference is our live streaming feature.
Yeah.
We're live streaming the conference. It's available now. And we've got a deal running right now for those who want to live stream the conference. It's $100 to live stream the conference. But as an additional bonus, if you sign up for live streaming for the 2018 True Legends Conference, which is going to happen this September, you will automatically, instantly get access to last year's conference.
Great.
On demand via our website. So in other words, sign up for this year's upcoming conference for live streaming. And as soon as you sign up, you can watch every session of last year's conference.
That's awesome.
Last year's True Legend Conference instantly online through your members panel on our website.
Where can people go to sign up and get tickets and all that?
Gensix.com, GENSIX.com. You can go to the website, sign up for live streaming, and instantly access every session of last year's conference via the video on demand on our website. So it's included in the live streaming package, which is a really, really good deal, because
yeah,
you're getting last year's conference for free and you get to live stream this year's conference. And so for those of you who can't make it to the conference, live stream it, purchase a live streaming ticket, and invite a bunch of friends over.
Yeah.
And or pool your resources with a bunch of your friends and live stream the conference, because I think that, and I think you would agree, Josh, that the topic of transhumanism and the hybrid age and everything that it implies is the most important, the most critical issue facing our generation.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely agree. It's pervasive. We see it all over in our culture today. It's only growing in popularity, and it's only going to continue to do so. So it's a good idea for us to get a handle on these things now. Are you guys, are there still tickets available, or are you sold out?
I don't know. I haven't checked. but I know that last time I checked, which was a while back, it was two-thirds sold out.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I would imagine that there's still some seats left. But if you want to actually go to the conference, which is, again, taking place from the 14th to the 16th of September in Branson, Missouri, at the Mansion Theater, you can probably still secure some seats.
Great.
And the Mansion Theater, I mean, our conference is not like other conferences out there. We don't do breakaway sessions. We don't divide the audience into segments to hear this speaker or that speaker at the same time.
Yeah.
Everybody is in the same auditorium for every single presentation.
That is great. Yeah, because that's one of the most – yeah.
Which creates a really dynamic atmosphere. And so we try to make our conference audiovisual, because we're a production company, and
sure,
and highly audio and visual, but also epic. That's the operational word for the conference. over here at Gen 6 Productions is epic. It has to be epic.
Well, I think anybody that went to last year's True Legends Conference would agree that when you walk in, just the electricity in the air, I mean, it was absolutely epic is the only word you could use to describe it. It was fantastic. And I like that setup, too, where you don't have to compete or pick and choose which speaker you want to see. You can see all of them. One of the most frustrating things going to conferences myself is when I have to speak at the same time that somebody else is speaking, because a lot of times I want to see, you know, some of the speakers too. So I'm glad that it's set up that way. So that's absolutely phenomenal. So one more time, where's the website? And it's in Branson, Missouri, right?
Yes, gen6.com. You can get your tickets to go to the conference, or you can sign up for live streaming and have instant access to all of last year's sessions. And last year was a phenomenal conference. So if you've been wanting to see last year's conference, this is the best way to do it, because you get this conference as well. And we're really excited because, you know, a lot of organizations out there, media organizations use the tagline from the Terminator films, "You are the resistance."
Yeah.
Of course, in the Terminator films, that was the broadcast that was going out to the survivors, the human survivors that were resisting the artificial intelligence takeover, the robotic takeover of the Earth, and the tagline was, "You are the resistance." Well, in the truest sense of that phrase, we are the resistance. Specifically, those of us who are participating in this conference, either as presenters or even just as those who are coming to the conference or live streaming this conference, we are the resistance. And I think we qualify for that term. This conference, the participants in this conference qualify as the resistors of transhumanism and the AI takeover and all of the other things that are involved in it. We qualify for that term. We're the best candidates for that term than anybody else out there. So be a part of the resistance. Join the resistance. This conference represents the resistance against transhumanism and the hybrid age. Not that we can stop it, but whether you can stop something or not doesn't determine whether or not you ought to resist it. I think we have a moral obligation to make it known that we stand against the Luciferian agenda of transhumanism, and which is basically an alignment with what I call the insurgency, the rebels, the reprobates, the you might call them the fallen ones or the demonic faction. We stand in resistance against them and their planned usurpation of the dominion that God has given to the human race. And that's what this is all about. By the way, that's the central thrust, the central theme of my book, is addressing a usurpation that is afoot in the earth to trick humanity out of its birthright, to beguile humanity out of its God-given birthright. And so not only are we lifting up a banner, obviously, first and foremost, the banner of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is the ultimate antithesis to the transhumanist doctrine. I should say that the transhumanist doctrine is the antithesis of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we uphold. But we are also raising a banner as an active resistance against those forces which are trying to usurp the dominion, the authority of the human race, and trying at the same time and as part of the same agenda to effectively annihilate the human race off of planet Earth. And so we're for the human race because the gospel is redemptive for the human race. And so not only are we raising a banner for the gospel, but by doing so, we're standing for the human race and against the enemies of the human race. So there again, we are the resistance.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at @JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.